Tonight, local leaders in Nashville are expected to vote to reinstate one of two black Democratic lawmakers to the Tennessee State House. Republican lawmakers had ousted Representative Justin Jones, as well as Representative Justin Pearson, after they protested gun control on the House floor. Joining us now is NBC News national reporter Safia Sami Ali. She's been out talking with residents who these men were elected to represent in both Memphis and Nashville. Safia, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So yesterday you went to an Easter service in Justin Jones's district. What was the sentiment you heard from congregants and the pastors?
Yes, I attended Olive Branch Church in District 52, where Justin Jones formerly was a representative of, and congregants were outraged. There was a lot of conversation and chatter around how they feel that they are disenfranchised, that they feel that their votes don't matter because the person that they chose was removed, and they essentially feel like their voice has been taken away, especially on the issue of gun control, which from a lot of them, they are in support of.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about that, the disenfranchisement that they felt, in a moment. But the expulsions even made the sermon. What did the pastor say?
Well, the sermon, the themes of the sermon were really more about resurrection and life and the celebration and value of life. And the pastor did mention both the representatives that were removed and said there should be some support of them and that they should do what they can. But the overall issue of just talking about life, especially in the midst of gun control and what happened at the Covenant School a few weeks back, that was really the top of the mind for a lot of the congregants. And a lot of the congregants connected the sermon to the issues that they're facing right now with their representatives being removed.
You know, you also went to a supermarket and to other places in Justin Jones's district. It's a largely black district. Tell us exactly, you know, who he represents.
Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, both of their districts are heavily black and brown communities. These are communities that have felt marginalized for a very long time. So for these communities, both Jones and Pearson, a lot of constituents were saying that this was like a breath of fresh air. This was like a light, because this is somebody who understands what they go through, that lives with them, that sees their struggles, that sees their fears, and that they are going to accurately represent their interests in the state legislature.
And I want to circle back to what you were hearing at the church, and I think again at the supermarket that you went to, and that's that of voter disenfranchisement. You know, there's a lot of larger critiques out there. I know you've reported on them, Safia, you know, that it's anti-democratic, also that race played a strong role in the fact that it was two black representatives and not the white representatives. But it sounds like what you were hearing is that race also played a role in kind of taking away the voice of a swath of black Tennessee.
That's completely right. There was, from the people that I spoke with, the constituents that I spoke with in both Justin Pearson and Justin Jones's district, there is an overwhelming sense that the removal had a racial element. Almost every single person I spoke with there, and like I said, this is largely black and brown communities, they all felt that it was a very, not even overt, but very clear message from Republican lawmakers that by expelling two young black men and keeping one white woman, albeit narrowly, it was a message to say, they're not welcome, they're not allowed, and the people that they represent don't matter and don't have a voice. So there was a lot of outrage, a lot of people feeling that it was completely unfair and unjust for this to happen, not only to the representatives, but to them.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if there's a sense that this might galvanize voters there who, you know, are in both of their districts to really maybe be more involved in this period in between elections. Clearly, just voting for someone isn't enough to make sure your voice is heard.
Yes, this issue has really just pumped up constituents. A lot of them were already very excited when both of these individuals were elected, and now to see that they were removed and now to have to go through a reappointment process and now a special election in a couple of months, they are very passionate. A lot of them actually said, if they do run again, which I think a lot of the constituents expect them to do, we will vote for them in a heartbeat. We will support them. We will do whatever we can. And I think getting feeling like their voice has been taken away has made them feel even more that they have to be out there and make sure that they can do whatever they can to keep their voice represented, to keep themselves visible within the state legislature.
Sophia Sami Ali is a national reporter for NBC News. Sophia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.